People of Earth, how are you? Welcome to the East Coast of the United States and the Thursday night show in its quest to follow sunset around the world has made it to the Eastern time zone. We've got sunset in about a half hour here. I'm Bill Spence. I'll be with you for the next hour. And, man, how about that hoodlum priest, huh? That was awesome. I picked the wrong day to stop taking hallucinogens. Nevertheless, I will try to carry on in the spirit of the Thursday night show's ninth birthday, and I do want to appreciate, let the proprietors know how much I appreciate being here, and performing, as it were, for all you lovely people, and I thank them for enabling me to expose myself to a global audience. So, that being said, I'm just doing what everybody else is doing. Man, I got up at 3 o'clock this morning and listened to Woody kick this off from New Zealand. I think it's probably about noon over there in New Zealand, noon tomorrow by this time. So it's been a long haul. It's been a long haul for all of us musicians, and I think we're all happy to be here recording, coming to you from seclusion, from lockdown, from house arrest, as it were. And that's where I am. I'm in solitary confinement. That's all we're missing are the ankle bracelets. So, yeah, I'm a solitary man. Belinda was mine until the time that I found her. Loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who will stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be away. Solitary man, a solitary man. I've had it to hear, being aware love's a small word, a part-time thing, a paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you. Right or wrong, weak or strong, don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who will stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man, a solitary man. That's coming through all right. And a little Neil Diamond for you. I'm going to play tonight the usual kind of thing that I do from my house arrest here. I play a number of covers that I have no business doing and some original tunes that I hope you will enjoy. Because, you know, I'm not a professional musician. I used to be back in the 80s, and over the course of 4 or 5 years in the 80s, I think I made hundreds of dollars. So I appealed to the NCAA and got my amateur status reinstated, and so now I am just an amateur From the Latin amare, to love, which means I love what I do, and I love the songs that I have written, and I hope you do too. This is called Master of Disguise. Disguise and I followed you. You were out on a secret date. I wore my dark sunglasses and a phony nose, a beard and a mustache too. And I followed you down to the Cafe Rose, and I sat right next to you. I sat right next to you, 'cause I'm a master of disguise, watching the things you do. Just can't believe that true. You won't see it in my eyes. I'm a master of disguise. Blonde-haired beach god, the kind you like, had a 1964, had a 61 Lafitte and Chateaubriand. He even lit a mortar for you. My imagination didn't want to go beyond this cheap little rendezvous. There was nothing that I could do, 'cause I'm a master of disguise, watching the things you do. That's an original song, all written back in the '80s, and put together not terribly recently. As a, I'm going to hold this up for the Zoom thing, so you can see it in 30 seconds or whatever the delay is on the Zoom. But The picture of me is from grade three, and it's a vinyl album that my daughter put together for me as a birthday present a couple of years ago of the demo that I did in 1986, and I love it. It's one of my favorite possessions. And so I've never sold any vinyl, but I'd be willing to part with that for about $250,000. Because, you know, an amateur musician can't make a lot of dough. I have been on all the online services since 2015. I checked last night, and I have made a total of $3.05. Man, I'm rich. But, you know, it's the way life is, and here I am on a Thursday night, again, exposing myself to a global audience, and I'm happy to do it. Mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love and it's everywhere. She told me that it can break your heart and put you in misery. But since I met this little woman, all I fear is happening. I believe that I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. Find myself texting her at least 10 times a day. It's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I can't sleep at night. Hold it tight. Tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right. But I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe that I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I wouldn't mind it if I knew she really loved me too. But I hate to think that I'm in love alone. There's nothing that I can do. It's too late to turn back now. I believe that I'm falling in love. It's too late, baby. I believe I'm falling. Brothers and Sister Rose from 1972, one of my faves. And let's move along to another one of my original numbers, a breakup song. Usually they come from the perspective of the breakee. But this one, it's from the perspective of the breaker, I think. So let's give this a listen. It's called Nobody Won. My choice. You heard my voice.
but I felt the same way once you feel about me. But I made my choice. You heard my voice. It was a choice between you and nobody. Nobody won. I made a choice between you and nobody. Say that time will heal all the hurt that we feel, and that time will wash away everyone's sins. Yeah, they say that time's a cure to heal the wounds we endure, but when love is just a game, then nobody wins.
Showing me on Zoom. I got another one streaming the music over to the TTNS server. I got the device that's connecting the piano and the mic into that. Oh, and here's somebody texting me. And it's my family. Thank you. Okay. Audio on the website from my daughter. No clue how this thing is working. Well, there's really, the Zoom is just an afterthought. It's really internet radio. And radio is radio. So go up to the listen here and click on the blue button up at the top. So if you've got no audio. So that's the deal. Let's see. Anyway. That's about it. Okay, I think we're doing okay. And that's all I can tell you. I'm just going to keep playing. And that's all I can say about that. Because it seems like it's working. You know, it'll work in time, I would imagine.
Does anybody really care? about time. If so, I can't imagine why. We all got time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day. Set a diamond watch had stopped cold dead. And I said, oh, does anybody really know what time it is? Anybody really care about times? So I can't imagine why. We all got time enough to cry. Walking down the street one day, being pushed and shoved by people trying to beat the clock for why I just don't know. I don't know. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care about time? If so, I can't imagine why. Time enough to die.
The Chicago Transit Authority. A million texts during that. Thank you very much, everybody. But what are you going to do? Six texts. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, I think I'm back. Little technical difficulty. What you going to do? Yeah, okay. That sounds right. So let me just sail on. I sail an ocean, unsettled ocean, through restful waters and deep commotion, often frightened, unenlightened. Sail on, sail on, sail on. I rest the waters, fight Neptune's waters, sail through the sorrows of life's marauders, unrepenting, often empty. Sail on, sail on, sail on. Caught like a sewer rat, alone but I sail. Bought like a crust of bread, oh, do I well. Seldom stumble, never crumble, try to tumble, life's a rumble. Feel the stinging I've been given, never ending, unrelenting. Heartbreak's searing, always fearing, never caring, persevering. Sail on, sail on, sail on. Swept seaways, past shipwrecked daughters of wicked waters, uninspired, drenched and tired. Whale on, whale on, sailor. Always needing, even bleeding, never feeding all my feelings. Damn the thunder. Must I blunder? There's no wonder all I'm under. Stop the crying and the lying and the sighing and my dying. Sail on, sail on. Beach Boys. Yes, my encoder is working again, which is good. Hey. Hey, once again, for those of you late joining, I am Bill Spence, coming to you live from the East Coast of the United States, helping celebrate the Thursday Night Show's 9th birthday. 20 hours of eclectic music and performers from around the globe and and people. Good Lord. People just texting me and texting me and texting me. All right. Let me send out a quick text to tell people to press the blue play button. Or, oh, come on. Press play button and stop texting me because you're interrupting my world stardom. Anyway. It's my family, and I love them, and I love the area that I'm in. Tons of great artists have come from New Jersey and Philadelphia, and for all intents and purposes, I live 15 minutes from Philadelphia, so let's talk about a couple of them. Philly boy. And let's see if I can mutilate some of the other Philly fellas. Okay. Stop texting me, people. It's crazy. Checking the phone, checking the levels, checking everything. Man, this radio. I used to do radio. Again, not professionally, but they did pay me. Used to be on WPRB FM in Princeton, New Jersey. Did that 5 days a week. I think they paid me $100, and that was just enough to cover my parking tickets in the borough of Princeton. So, yeah, I got angry, and I wrote this song. Nobody's Victim. And that's another one of mine. I think I can do a couple more of mine. And, yeah, I guess so. Let's try this one. Band I was in when I finished writing this song. Two female lead singers, and we called it Beaver and the Cleavers. The lead singers didn't care for that band name that much, and, you know, once again, just goes to show why I'm not a professional musician, because I never did anything professionally in my life. But hey, let's anyway, that band told me they thought that this song sounded like Carole King could have written it, and well, I'm real happy about that, because I love Carole King. She's my hero. Recorded song I was going to play for you, but I'm not going to do that because it's not mine. It's just not appropriate. I'm just going to try to kill some time here with a song I took off my list because, geez, there was another piano player earlier this evening who opened up with this song. Well, he just opened up and he just blew it away. He did a great version of it, but this is going to have to be my version of it. And I saw one version of it done on YouTube. And one of the comments on that was, man, this version of the song could bring a tear to a glass eye. And the song was most recently brought to mind in a film I saw not too long ago. One of the cutest little films over the last couple of years, and it's a musical, so, and I've got to kill a couple minutes, so I'm gonna talk just a little bit. But it's a movie called, oh, did I lose it again? I lost? No. Okay. Movie called Yesterday. And it's a cute little movie. And there's a singer-songwriter in modern-day England, and he's hit by a bus during some sort of global event where all the power went out and reality shifts, and he wakes up in the hospital into a world where no one has ever heard of the Beatles. So he remembers everything and goes on to make quite a stellar career out of playing all the Beatles songs. And he hooks up with Ed Sheeran, who somehow exists in this universe. And he and Ed go on tour together, and they have a little songwriting contest, like £50 or something, for who can go and in a back room and write the best song. So Ed Sheeran goes in the back room and he writes a song. It's a nice little song. And then the star of the movie comes out and produces this song.
The long and winding road that leads your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. Wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears. I'm crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know. Never know the many ways I've tried, but still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. Don't leave me waiting here.
say, Ed Sheeran lost that bet. And I'm getting to be about the end of my hour, so I'm going to do one last song. This is my favorite, and hope you enjoy it. Sight out of mind, that's what people say. But since you went away, I find that it doesn't always work that way. You took off down that highway, seems like years ago. Out of mind. That's me, Bill Spence. Thanks once again to the Thursday night show. I'm going to sign off a couple minutes late and turn you guys over to Scherzi. He's a cool dude. I met him. We did a sound check together a couple days ago, and I hope you enjoy his stuff. I hope you enjoyed my stuff. And for now, BillSpence.com/housearrest, and we'll see you around. Ciao, ciao.